Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 180. The topic is wings, chosen by Stephen the Nuclear Man. You know, I like the simple topics because they're kind of like a air ball. They go up there, they're floating around, and everyone has a chance at them, as opposed to the ones that are like five or six different topics because everyone voted for everybody else, and it's just a crash. It's crazy. It's chaotic. But those have their merits, too. Well, let's take a look at the mailbox here and see how many people sent in stories this week. Looks like 100... No, wait, not 100. No, that's spam. Let me try again. Looks like we've got 12 stories this week. Cool. Well, let's get started here. By the way, the text for the stories can be found in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to people who sent in the links to, you know, find out more about them. And let's just get this thing started. First up is, I'll just pull them in the order that I received them. Here we go with Stephen, the Nuclear Man, and his story.
"We don't have penguins," she IM'd. Her avatar's tail twitched. He panned his cam over the A-life chickens and turtles covering their parcel. The virtual eggs filled his inventory. "The people next to us have penguins," she continued, "and scripted flexa-wings." He rezzed his own wings. "I got these from Yadney's." "I don't want some freebie crap," she said, and logged off. He made his wings stretch and flap. They'd been free, but with full permissions. With them, he could do anything. The neighbors watched the wings carry him over their chickens, turtles, and penguins, heading east, never to return.
Huzzah! Thank you, Stephen, the Nuclear Man. Next in the inbox is none other than Guy David, who provides the music for the beginning, ending, this story, every other story. In fact, I wonder if he's going to make some special music for next week. Probably not, because it's always special. So here we go with Guy David.
"Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 180. I'm Guy. The topic for this week's challenge is wings. Enjoy!" "Dragon soup is our specialty. Trolls and orcs love them. They come all the way from Orgrimmar to sample our cuisine. I can tell you, some good fights are fought over the seasoning of dragon wings. Our place is a lively establishment, not a dull moment. You should come around, try our bat wings. You are going to love it. Those wings are spicy. Just take the Dark River Road to the Northern Tower. You can't miss it. While you're at it, could you bring me some vampire blood on the way? It would be great for our Night Elf Gumbo."
Thank you, Guy David. But remember, the silent detective is after us all. Next up, we have a rookie by the name of Carrie. Now, Carrie didn't send in a recording or a link, or it just arrived in a brown paper wrapper, which is unusual for email these days, I know. Let's go ahead and get the midget out and see what he has to come up with I'm not even going to re-record that bit. I just want you folks to know that I trip over my tongue just like you do. although when you trip over my tongue, it's rather disgusting.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure, what's up?
I was wondering what those things on your side are.
What things?
Oh, not really sure, never noticed them before.
Well, they look kind of cool. What do they do?
Good question.
Not really sure, but they are snazzy, aren't they?
Yeah, where do I get some, you reckon?
Hey, where are you going?
Seems like down.
Well, it was nice talking to you. If you find out where I can get a pair of those at all, let me know.
As he disappears into a puff of dust.
That's right. I have two midgets. Christmas came early. All right. Thank you, Carrie. By the way, if you hear any, like, zhong zhong sounds in the background, that's not just the fan from the CPU. The room's been moved around. Maybe if you look at the Flickr site, you'll see how things have been changed around. Now, the cats play in the ball track quite a bit more. The kitten loves it, and that's not good at 4 in the morning. Oh, speaking of 4 in the morning, here's Linda with her story.
Hello, everyone. It's Linda. I swear I wrote this before the most recent episode of So You Think You Can Dance with a guy who drank all the Red Bulls and then just totally couldn't dance at all. I don't really watch much TV. I watch two shows, but it sounds like I watch like a whole bunch of shows. I don't. I hate TV. I hate commercials. I don't really hate anything. Don't hate. Hate's boring. Anyway.
You know what's cool? Caffeine!
Woo! Red Bulls are so good, I drank 100 of them, and I didn't get wings, but I cleaned my gutters, and I didn't even need a ladder to get to the roof. I just jumped. Then I helped change a tire by totally ripping off the tire, and then I threw the tire, and the tire flew all the way across town to the dump and killed a hobo, but I don't feel bad about that. I can't feel anything but pure, unadulterated caffeine rushing through my veins, busting up my brain, and I think I'm having a heart attack!
Okay. Thank you, Linda. I think we'll just move on to Josh now. Don't hurt me.
Hey everyone, this is Josh from jdavidbodzin.blogspot.com. This is probably my 12th take now. I really hate reading out loud, but something compels me to turn this in. This week's topic was wings, and this is my story, Heaven Above. The day I tried to fly was the day I met God. Poor creature, he said. Did I not give thee sense to know thou art not a winged bird? I stared into indescribable eyes and saw everything, comprehending nothing. My child, did I not give thee legs to carry thyself across solid earth? I marveled at bottomless robes, praying to see what was beyond. I am creator of the universe, life, knowledge, yet thou art compelled, dissatisfied by what I know not. What could exist that I would not bestow unto thee? Lord, I said, curiosity.
Thank you, Josh. Next up is Terry. How about a little quiet time? I know you want it. Well, here it is.
Heidi ho, good neighbors. Terry T. from A Quiet Time Podcast here with my 100-word story for weekly challenge number 180 with the topic of wings. I have to say I had a hard time deciding which way I was going to go with this topic, but after finally deciding on Friday afternoon, I got it wrote and recorded. I hope you like it. It's called Wings. Orbo climbed the hill looking for his brother Wilbur after leaving their Buffalo bicycle shop. He was rather excited to see the new wing design they had been perfecting for the past 6 months. Today was going to be the grand introduction, and they invited all their friends and neighbors. Seeing Wilbur standing in front of a large crowd of people, he headed towards him. As he walked up to Wilbur, he asked, "Are the wings ready?" "Just about," answered Wilbur, All that's left is to toss them in the hot sauce and put them in a bowl. Thanks for listening. And when you got time to sit back and relax, stop by A Quiet Time Podcast at terryt.com and enter our trivia contest. Just listen to the clues on episode 67. This is Terry T signing off.
Thank you, Terry. And remember, folks, shameless plugging of your own efforts is gladly encouraged. In fact, one day I'll make it a topic. Oh, next up is the harmonica sweetness of Norval Joe. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 180. With a prompt of wings. Here's my story. Steel cables ran side by side up the eastern slope of Half Dome. Poles maintained them at waist level. Jeff stood at the bottom, paralyzed by fear, and peered up. The other boys were out of sight, probably already on top. They had hiked through the night to watch the sunrise from the top. "If I had wings, I could fly up there," he said to the ground. He grasped the cable with both sweaty hands, placed shaking feet against the granite, and began to climb. As the sun peeked over the eastern horizon, Jeff's shadow stretched across the summit. Thanks for listening, and we'll look for you next week.
You can look for us, but it's going to be hide and seek. I'll be hiding. Can you seek me? No. It's always going to be at the same URL. Unless, you know those people at 100wordstories.com? They kind of, hold on, let's see if they still exist. And June 19th, no one is paying attention. I should offer to buy that domain from them. After all, I was the one who suggested it to them.
Then I would be 100wordstories.com.
I don't know what that would get me. Oh, well. Next up is Anima and her story. She's had quite an adventure this week. Let's see how much of it she shares and how much she keeps a secret.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for what I think is Weekly Challenge 180. This week has been wacko for me. So thanks for all your good thoughts. I sure could use a few more. This story is The Butterfly Effect. Eduardo sat in the garden enjoying the last of the September sun. Spring in Rio was simply wonderful. The flowers were starting to bloom, the orchids and the amaryllis, the begonias and the hibiscus. The color riot of red and orange and purple were almost too much for the senses. Silently, a butterfly landed on his knee. Eduardo was able to transfer it to his forefinger, where the spindly insect clung tenaciously. It slowly opened and closed its powder-worn and tattered wings. "Where do you come from, beautiful thing? Far away, no?" Meanwhile, in Houston, a tornado is brewing.
There's no tornado here. Is there? I guess I'd better run. Where am I going to run to? Oh, I know. North Dakota, where TJ is from. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah, he's in North Dakota. What, you haven't been listening all this time? You haven't updated your map saying, North Dakota, there's TJ? Come on, people. Stick with the program.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where we don't carve things into our hills. And this is insane. Elmer Popplewood was mesmerized. For the first time, there in the dark, watching up, he saw so clearly what those upgrades to his furnace and the oversized windmill installation to his Frank Lloyd Wright-inspired cantilevered roof extension had been leading to all along. He'd been creating a flying house. Some extensive termite activity later, he connected the treadmill to the decorative rooftop rotors, and he hid the oil painting of a big red button in his living room that said, "Launch!" At first, nothing happened. Oh, of course. He added the liquid hydrogen to the furnace. And he flew!
Remember, kids, and old people, don't try this at home. Try it at work. Yeah, let them pay for the damage. Now we've got Justin and his story. I want to apologize for not going to open mic on Thursday. At least things are starting to settle down here. It'll be a week before things get completely back to normal. And by then, I'll have gone completely mad.
Meow. Space Turtle! I'm just gonna read the story. I can't think of anything to say. There's an open mic night, show up, ghost stories, probably on the 29th, cause that's Halloweenish. Other stuff in the meantime. Ring a Bell is the name of this story. Gahamut and Raoul, demon and angel, fought on a plateau. Viciously struck, Raoul fell off the edge. He did not yet have wings. Robert looked in his Arby's bag and realized no one had asked if he wanted sauce. Exiting, he glanced at the good service bell, leaving it unrung. Raoul's shoulder blades tingled, then nothing. Rick almost rang, but an alert employee said hello first. The ground grinned at Raoul. Jeremy looked at the annoying alarm. It would ring any second if he could just... Wings burst from Raoul's back. His fingertips slid across dirt. Then he soared. Can you say music by Guy David? Say, the song was Winged Lizards by Guy David. Don't press.
Wait, let's see if I can get Nardo over here.
Nardo, come here. Come here, buddy. Come here. And pick you up and turn you over. Yes, who's a good boy? Yes, you are. Okay, you want to say music by Guy David? You want to say it? You're just purring. I pet your tummy. I'm petting your tummy. He's got his paws on my face. He's like, I'm holding him upside down, cradle him like a baby, and his feet are up. He's ready to kick me in the face, but he's not going to do it because he's a good boy. Yeah, you got pretty toes. You have funny toes, and a funny nose, and funny ears, and funny eyes, and a goofy tail. Yes, you are. And a big fat fuzzy tummy. Yeah, you want to bite me? Yes, you're biting me. Okay, I'm going to put you down now. Oh,
bump. There he goes. He's going to go straight to the ball and track and carve it up. That's what he does when he's angry. Okay. Thank you, Justin.
And thank you, Nardo.
He didn't meow, though. Okay, let's go with Jay Radimus. He has returned, and he has a story for us. Oh, yes.
Hi, this is Jay Radimus for Weekly Challenge number 180 with the prompt of Wings. My story is entitled worth the price. The pain was indescribably excruciating. She passed out at least 4 times during the first 7-hour session, but lost count after that. By the end, she thought she was going to die, but she didn't. This wasn't Tabitha's first tattoo by any stretch, but it was her first enchanted tattoo, and thus her most complex, expensive, and painful one by far. After 13 tortuous sessions, it was done. Full-sized angel wings sprawled across her back. And when the moonlight kissed the ink, all the pain was forgotten as she flexed her feathery new outgrowths and took flight. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Thank you, Jay Radimus, and welcome back. And don't ever leave. Don't leave me with these crazy people. Oh, wait, I've done that routine before. I think I've done every goofy little aside and routine about 10 different times by now. Are you folks sick of it? I know I am. So I'm just going to throw it to Planet Z and shut the hell up.
Welcome to the Three Bucket Ice House. There's only one thing on the menu, bucket of beer and bucket of chicken wings. I know, that's only 2 buckets. We used to give out a 3rd bucket for throwing up in, but we eventually figured out what was wrong with them wing recipe that was making everyone sick after a couple of them. Now, by the time you feel sick, you're either on your last beer or your last wing. Where's the 3rd bucket, you ask? Bartender's pointing to the bucket that got the tips written on it. Don't throw up on it.
Disgusting. And that's it for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 180. Wings! No fun with that one? Which do you prefer? When it's a simple word that gives you so many options, or if there's like 5 or 6 topics that are all mashed together at once, and you have to somehow feel that pens you in, or does it give you so many options because you can switch them around and play with them? Which do you prefer? And I guess one indicator is that no one ever really sends in a whole bunch of disparate words like they went nuts with the magnetic bulletin. So, maybe one week what I'm going to do is going to have everybody's topic that they sent in thrown into the mix. So watch out. Whoever gets below 10 stories, that may be my threat to keep me from Alright, well, the text of the story is going to be shown, Text of the Stories is presented at podcasting.spoolofcrap.com along with links to everybody's site or cause or what they're selling this week or their Amazon wish list. Well, next week, everyone just send me their Amazon wish list. Let's see how that works. And everyone just, like, buys something. We'll see who gets the most gifts and who doesn't get any. Also you can vote for your favorites there with the poll. That's not just one, it's cookie boxes, so you can select them all to let everybody know that nobody sucks. And then that's it. You can go to greatheights.blogspot.com. They're doing a creation story challenge. And the topic for next week here, is 40. I think you know why. Oh well. I'll see y'all next week. Unless I kill myself. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.